What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Muslim Cells Are Nothing More Than a Gateway for a Hijabi to Go with Chad. So this is an Instagram post. It was from Gabriel Romani, and he's a pretty decent Muslim YouTuber. He's one of the few Muslim YouTubers out there I can actually stomach. The rest of the Muslim YouTubers out there, man, they're just grifters. At least with Romani, at least he's somewhat authentic in what in his videos. He has to be a little bit on the blue-pilled side, otherwise Susan will remove his channel. She demonetized him at one point, but re-monetized him when he decided to pull back a little bit on the red pill. But nevertheless, the guy does have good videos, and he is sincere in being a good Muslim content creator. So this is a question and answer that was submitted on Instagram. I think this is something that another sheikh was dealing with. So as you guys can read it, I'm going to read it for you because I know a lot of people out there, they listen to MGTOW TV while driving. So obviously, it's unsafe for you to read what I'm about to read for you. I'm just going to read it out loud for you. So this was a question submitted to a sheikh, and the question is, my sister, who was a very devout and practicing Muslim, wore the hijab and was modest, fell in love with a Christian man and had an affair with him. She left her husband and kids to be with him and has now given birth to his babies. Is it haram to visit her and congratulate her for having kids in a haram relationship? Will my mother get sins for supporting her and being very happy for her? So this is what the sheikh had to say. This is the sheikh's answer. The sheikh is called Sheikh Asim al-Hakim, if any of you guys know him. I don't know him. Of course, it's totally prohibited to wish her on her haram things because it's endorsing her grave sins. She is an adulteress. If she believes that her relationship with this kafir is a legitimate marriage, she is an apostate disbeliever like him. And anyone who believes that her marriage is valid to this kafir is also a kafir for going against the Quran. Now, guys, I'm not going to elaborate on his answer because I don't care about the answer. What I'm trying to get at, and I've been telling you Muslim cells this pretty much since day number one, these hijabis hate Allah and Muhammad more than anything else. In fact, Netanyahu himself will actually feel ashamed how much hijabis hate Muhammad and Allah, even though Netanyahu is a sworn enemy of Allah and Muhammad. That's number one. Number two, you Muslim sales, especially if you retards bring your woman here to America, you're nothing more than a gateway to Chad. You guys need to understand, I've seen this happen in our Muslim community, okay? Women will leave you and your children for Chad. You guys need to understand. Hijabis worship white men. Period. End of stop, okay? You see, Muslim women, they view white men as a superior conquering race. And because of that, it triggers their war bride theory syndrome. For those of you who don't know, the war bride theory is that throughout human history, when tribe A goes in and kills all the men of tribe B, the woman who just 5 minutes ago had her husband killed. The guy who killed her husband, she would be bouncing on his dick while her husband was slayed and his body is not even decomposing yet. So, what happens here, guys, is that you are not dead, okay? You as a Muslim still, obviously you're not dead. But when Chad gets into the picture, as far as the Hijabi is concerned, Chad is the conqueror and you are the vanquished. This is why a Muslim woman can leave her kids with you, not look back, and be absolutely happy in another relationship with another family. You guys out there need to fucking understand. Get this in your motherfucking mind. These hijabis out there who abandon you and their kids to go hop on Chad's cock and give him kids, she is genuinely happy to be with him. She doesn't regret it. She doesn't think about you. She doesn't think about the kids that she fucking abandoned, okay? She is genuinely happy to be with Chad. You guys have to understand, at the end of the day, women want to be proud of their kids. Ain't no woman out there is gonna be fucking happy with a brown kid named Yogi Obes, okay? If you're a 5'4" Bangladeshi curry seal named Yogi Obes, your mother ain't proud of you, bro. Your mother wants 6'3" blue-eye blonde white Chad, okay? So this woman here, not only is she ashamed of her husband, but she is ashamed of her Muslim kids. This is why she went and she got with Chad. See, you Muslim guys out there, you need to fucking understand, man. Do not marry a Muslim woman. Again, nobody hates Muhammad and Allah more than Muslim woman. I've been saying that for the longest time now, and in the beginning, I had a lot of guys come out and say, "Yo, Amr, man, this ain't right what you're doing, man. What you're saying ain't right." Now, these very same people are saying, "Shit, Amr, you're actually onto something." Hell yeah, I'm onto something, guys. Duh, duh. You guys need to fucking understand, man. I, Amr Metwali, I grew up in the mosque. I come from a lineage of imams and scholars, people who were at the mosque, people who built mosques, people who led mosques, people who prayed in mosques, people who were imams and sheikhs, okay? I come from that lineage, okay, guys? So when somebody like me out there tells you nobody hates Muhammad and Allah more than a Muslim woman, you better take what I say to heart, okay? Don't take it with a grain of salt. When I tell you something, guys, out there, think about it. Take it to heart. Look around you. Use your brain. This motherfucking post right here, right now, is proof that I, Amr Mitwali, have been right all along about Muslim woman. This is why, guys, I guys, my hijabi of an ex, if I brought that bitch to America, and some of you guys even told me that. Some of you guys were like, "Man, Amr, if you brought that bitch to America, she would have left you in a heartbeat for Chad." Hell yeah, she would have. See, I don't fuck with Muslim women anymore. You guys know that? I fuck with non-Muslim women. Why? Because non-Muslim women, they don't have hate for Allah. They don't have hate for Muhammad. You see, the reason why Muslim women have hate Allah and Muhammad, you know how white women like to say the reason why we're losers is because of the patriarchy? Well, Muslim women, they want to say the reason why we are losers is because of Islam. You see, women, because they want to compete with men, they're always going to be losers, you know. For every Oprah Winfrey out there's 100 women out there who are losers. For every Amaranth who's able to sell her pussy and OnlyFans and make like $1 million, there's 100 women out there who are selling their booty hole on the internet for like maybe $100 a month. So yeah, vast majority of women, when they try to compete with men, they will be losers, okay? So all these Muslim women out there, they don't want to admit to the fact that they are losers, so they say, oh well, you know, it's Islam's fault. So this is why Muslim women hate Muhammad and hate Allah. And again, trust and believe, this hijabi over here who's married to Chad, has Chad's children, is genuinely happy. And you guys out there need to understand, man. You Muslim guys, you need to understand. This is actually something that works to our benefit, okay? You know, as Muslim women go out and sleep with non-Muslim men, and as Muslim men like myself go out and sleep with non-Muslim women, at the end of the day, our offsprings are gonna be more Islamically inclined than if we were not Muslims, okay? So her children are, because here's the thing, okay? Islamically, a Muslim woman cannot marry a non-Muslim man Islamically, okay? So let's say two people were married, they were not Muslim, and then the woman becomes Muslim. Her marriage to the non-Muslim dude is haram. Now, in the case of this woman, if her marriage is halal, here's the thing. What this woman did is haram. The fact that she cheated on her husband, I mean, everything this woman did is fucking haram, okay? But if a Muslim woman was able to convince a non-Muslim dude to become Muslim, that works in our favor, you know? If Chad becomes Muslim, that actually works in our favor because now we have a good-looking Chad representing Islam, you know? So when I go out and I sleep with non-Muslim woman and assuming we have children, guess what? We now have children who are more inclined for Islam. So you Muslim guys out there, stop trying to marry a Muslim woman. Stop trying to tell Muslim woman, oh, marry a Muslim woman, don't marry a kafir. What you guys out there should be telling Muslim woman is that, hey, Muslim woman, go out there, find yourself a Chad, and have him convert to Islam. And you know, Islam is a rather easy religion, guys. It's not difficult, you know. It's not like Judaism or you can't fucking eat, you know, fucking crabs and lobsters and shellfish, you know. Islam is a rather easy religion. So the bottom line that I want to get at to you Muslim guys out there, other than the fact that I, Amr Mitwali, have been right since day number one, and this is even more proof that I am even more right than I initially thought, Muslim women, they will always go for Chad over you. And if that means they have to abandon their kids, they will do it. Let me say that one more time. If a woman, here's what you guys need to understand, okay? Throughout human history, when a woman got conquered by another man, she has to kill her children so she can curry favor with the man who just conquered her. Now, okay, even TFM said this in a live stream when a, like for example, in the gorillas, for example, right? When a gorilla comes in and kills off the dominant gorilla, and now this new gorilla is the dominant gorilla. Not only do all the female gorillas forget about the dominant gorilla, the dominant alpha male who's now, you know, thrown in the garbage can, they hop onto the dick of the new alpha male who just 5 minutes ago killed their alpha male gorilla husband or whatever. And not only that, if their kids are young enough, they would actually kill their own kids just so they can curry favor with the new alpha male. It's the same thing with women, guys, okay? As far as this hijabi is concerned, her husband, her children have been killed, and now she's happily ever after with Chad. So the bottom line, you Muslim guys watching this, stop trying to get with Muslim Woman. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.